The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody, where's the fight with the Republican AGs? Nowhere to be found. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or a college chapter at tpusa.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and become a member, members.charliekirk.com, to listen to the show advertiser free. That's members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. How should we respond? By strongly worded op-eds? Tweets? Maybe a hearing or two? How should Republicans respond to Fulton County? I write in thefederalist.com, indict the left. When politicians are tempted to prosecute their enemies for political reasons, they must fear the same thing happening to them. There are 27 Republican attorneys general in the United States compared to 23 Democrats, but you wouldn't know. Today, all the celebrity prosecutors are Democrats. The left has an entire cast of politicians who make their careers by loudly hunting down supposed wrongdoers using whatever excuse they can manufacture. So here is the dilemma. The dilemma is, do we return fire with fire? Do we punch back twice as hard? The Michigan Attorney General has indicted 16 senior citizens, one in particular, by the name Rose Rook. Dana Nessel believes that this person, Rose Rook, 81-year-old Rose Rook, is a threat to our country, an insurrectionist. 81-year-old. That's it. That's the face of what the regime fears the most. Faithful, patriotic. Did she loot a department store? Did she burn down a Wendy's? Did she rape somebody? That's Rose Rook, who is facing dozens of years in prison, 81-year-old patriot, for signing a piece of paper, a constitutional right to be an alternate elector. Dana Nessel is now making her have to defend herself criminally. That's a Democrat attorney general. Now, I posted the Give, Send, Go account to support her. I personally donated $500. Yesterday, there was a little bit over $7,000 raised for her. Now there's over $17,000 raised for her. So she's going to have a little bit of cushion, and she deserves it, so she can hire a good lawyer and defend herself. We have to help these people. Let's put that picture back up. That's who they're going after. And we have to take it. And we currently are taking it. So I asked the question of the Federalist, what is the plan? How should we respond? We should indict the left. Look into James Biden, for example. Look into Hunter Biden. They have allegedly done some clandestine nefarious activities in red states. BLM raised money in all 50 states. Had a conversation with a Republican attorneys general yesterday, who I will not name. And he said, Charlie, we do not have criminal authority. I said, wait a second. How is it that Democrats then have ability to indict people? And why don't you just do the investigation and refer it to a local county prosecutor then? I was curious. I was just calling these people that I know, and I was just asking questions. Like, why is it that Fannie, whatever, and Dana Nessel can do this and Alvin Bragg and we don't? And I received excuses. Oh, that's not the way it works, I was told. We in fact, one of them, one attorney general, who's a nice person, said, Charlie, we don't stoop down to the level of the Democrats. That's an attorney general of a major Republican state who told me that. He said, we don't fight that way. And I asked him kind of point blankly, I said, well, how do you think we're going to win? And he said, this will pass. He said, this too shall pass. He told me that's what in the Bible. I said, well, that's actually not in the Bible. That's folklore. But that's a separate issue. Why don't we fight the way that results in victories? And from chatting with, and I'm not going to say their names because I'm going to hope that they course correct. Because I was just asking questions. My constitutional right as a citizen to ask people in elected office questions. I said, they are coming after all of us. They're coming after the rank and file. They're coming after Donald Trump. And yeah, these are sweet people. But there's no plan. There's no willingness to act. That was my big takeaway from talking to them. In The Federalist, I wrote, the cabal of prosecutors has existed for a while. In New York, for instance, the Attorney General's office has spent years neutering the NRA with a legal offensive meant to shut it down or at least entirely disable it as a national political force, an offensive that has mostly succeeded. Republicans have done no such thing because we don't fight that way. We don't want it as badly. And this is what animates me. You want it. The audience wants it. Those of you that watch this program want it. Republicans in elected office do not. And we're not even saying to do anything political. We're saying enforce the law against Democrats. That's all we're saying. I'm not even saying you have to make up laws. I'm saying that BLM was the national state-run religion for multiple months in 2020. They were more popular than anything. They were able to act with impunity, and they raised money from all 50 states. And now we know that BLM likely broke charitable laws in all 50 states. Importantly, they solicited money from all 50 states. From Patrice Cullors to spending money on mansions to her sugar daddy. And we know why Republican AGs do not want to go after BLM. They don't want to be called racist, obviously. So BLM is going to get away with it. Every single one of these AGs could open an investigation into charitable fraud or into Antifa, into any one of these activities. But instead, you know what one of the AGs who I spoke to told me? He said, well, we're suing the Biden administration on 10 different things. I said, that's not the point. Yes, I'm glad you're civilly suing them in federal court. Terrific. Great. You're suing them on the student loan thing or whatever. This is different. You guys have been doing that for 20 years. That's technical policy stuff. We're talking about something that is much more fundamental. Will you enforce the law against Democrats who are able to act with complete treachery against the American people? Handcuffs and leg irons. That's what we need. The solution is perp walks, investigations. It's not happy talk. Well, I'm suing civilly. Or the excuses they give is, well, we don't have the jurisdiction. Yes, you do. You're the state's top law enforcement officer. If you are not able to prosecute it, then find a local DA where the crime was committed, and then they can prosecute it. You have Fannie Willis, who has 18 people indicted that are going to have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend themselves each on a RICO case, minimum 5-year sentence, for watching cable television and sending out tweets and things that happened in Pennsylvania. Fannie Willis, a local DA, is prosecuting a national conspiracy case, ruining the lives of literally half the conservative movement. Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, John Eastman, Donald Trump. And I got excuses. I just started to make phone calls because I was angry. I don't sit idly by well. And people say, well, she doesn't have jurisdiction. But she does have something that's awfully helpful. She has the media. She's going to be able to push the boundaries on this because the entire regime media is slobbering over Big Fannie Willis. Right here, this beautiful picture of Fannie Willis. Yeah, when I think of modern beauty, I think of Fannie Willis. Racketeering Act is key in Georgia in Case versus Trump. Front page of the New York Times. We're going to go through this, how the New York Times is covering it. Yeah, we don't have the media. Who cares? Do it anyways. You are demanding it. The people are demanding it. Your leaders are not listening. I can say that from somebody who spoke to them on the phone and just asked questions. All I did, why? And I got excuses. And they said, well, we're suing the Biden administration. If this continues, we're going to lose everything. And I think you guys know that. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Don't miss the most inspirational movie of the summer. Briarcliff's Entertainment's The Hill, starring Dennis Quaid, in theaters Friday, August 25th. The true life story of professional baseball player Ricky Hill. Growing up poor in small-town Texas, young Ricky discovers his extraordinary ability for hitting a baseball. But with leg braces and a degenerative spinal disease, the major leagues were just a dream that could never be. Courageously, he risks it all. Defying his father's wish to follow in his footsteps to become a pastor, Ricky tries out for a major league scout. Pushing hard to overcome his disability, he goes on to become a baseball phenomenon. Some dreams are unbreakable. The Hill, starring Dennis Quaid, Colin Ford, and Scott Glenn. This true inspirational story about family, faith, and a baseball miracle. Again, the story is about Ricky, who tries out as a major league scout, pushing hard to overcome the unthinkable. Do not miss The Hill. Rated PG in theaters Friday, August 25th. Get your tickets now. Again, it's called The Hill. Rated PG. It's in theaters Friday, August 25th. Check out The Hill. Front page of the New York Times. The 19 charged in Georgia. This is the front page of the New York Times. Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Jenna Ellis, Ray Smith, Kathy Latham, Sidney Powell, David Schaefer, Kenneth Chesborough, Sean Still, Michael Roman, Trevian Coody, Stephen Lee, Jeffrey Clark, Misty Hampton, Willie Lewis IV, III, Scott Hall, and Robert Cheely. This is why I don't like the lawyers that go on television. The lawyers that go on television, they say, oh, well, you know, these charges will probably be thrown out or overturned. Yeah, it's easy for you to say. You guys actually benefit from this. Number one, you get on TV and you get to talk about it all the time. Number two, some of you guys are going to be hired to represent these people, so you're going to make money. And so they also have way too much trust in the legal system. Who's going to pay these people's legal bills? This is really important. And obviously people like, you know, Dershowitz deserve credit for this because they're speaking correctly. But hold on a second. What happens? Let's just pick one of these people. Let's say Jeffrey Clark, former Justice Department official. To the best of my knowledge, Jeffrey Clark is not independently wealthy, okay? He's not a former tech executive and he doesn't have some sort of trust fund. So Jeffrey Clark now has to spend $200,000 probably minimum to defend himself in an out-of-state case to prevent himself from getting a minimum 5 years in prison. Who's going to pay for that? Can you then ask for the government for reimbursement of legal costs? Or how about the reputational harm? No, of course, the government does whatever they want. Now, you could sue eventually, civilly, to say, I want my legal costs back. But then that costs money too. And then that costs time. And in Fulton County, you probably will lose. And then, by the way, lots of lawyers may be scared to defend them. So even if all these charges get thrown out, even if all this goes to the Supreme Court, they've already won. They're going to bankrupt these people. And I could tell you, what's amazing is I spoke to five top-level conservative activists, five, yesterday. And they said, I kid you not, Charlie, are we allowed to be talking to elected officials anymore? And I said, what do you mean? They said, well, based on this indictment, I don't think we're allowed to pressure our lawmakers. They've chilled the entire conservative movement here. I can't even put into words how heavy it is. The chilling effect now is apparently it's illegal to ask for phone numbers. I needed to get a phone number of an elected official in the state of Kansas for an event that we have coming up. And I asked a conservative leader you would know, and I said, hey, do you have the phone number of this elected official? And he said, Charlie, I think it's illegal for me to give it to you. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I'm somewhat joking, but that's what the indictment is all about. Here's the phone number. Be careful. And we're supposed to act like this is legitimate. Asking for a phone number of your elected official can now get you indicted in Fulton County. You might get picked up on a RICO case if you ask for a phone number, if you want to petition your government. And the New York Times thinks this is beautiful. If you're a conservative, not if you're a Democrat. If a Democrat, it's called petitioning your government and fighting for your democracy. No, no. Democrats are allowed to burn down federal courthouses. The number one takeaway of this indictment is the chilling effect. Just kind of taking the pulse from donors and other people, they have flat out frightened half the country with this stuff. This indictment, even more than the Department of Justice stuff, because of how widespread it is, the RICO. And you might say, well, Charlie, it's all fake and they're not going to go. That's not the point. People do not want the knock on their door. They don't want to have to spend money to defend themselves. They don't want the reputational damage. They've already won in that regard. The conservative movement is terrified. People want to just go to their kids' baseball game and not have to worry if a DA is going to come and they have to defend themselves and their reputation because they ask for a phone number. So people are disengaging in huge numbers. And look what they're doing in Michigan with Dana Nessel. You sign a piece of paper and you're Rose Rook, you're 81 years old, and you're a proud patriot, they're going to destroy your life. This is a well-thought-out, intentional demoralization, chilling campaign more than anything else. Because I think deep down, Fannie Willis or Fannie or whatever says, okay, yeah, this might get thrown out, but I'm going to scare the crap out of the entire conservative movement, slow down their activism, shut up their speech. I've already seen it. People are terrified. Like top-level conservatives, top-level donors are like, we're done. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to kind of just do the most boring stuff because we do not want to get indicted. Meanwhile, our side says we don't stoop low. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. So I just have a question. What are the new rules? Because talking to some other conservative leaders, people say, well, now we have to be extra careful. I don't think we could talk to our lawmakers. In the indictment, in the Fulton County indictment, which I have here somewhere, part of the indictment of furthering the criminal conspiracy is when Donald Trump asked for a phone number of the Speaker of the House of Pennsylvania. You are no longer allowed to talk to your leaders, according to Fannie Willis. Now, of course, that's going to be thrown out maybe by some judge, most likely, or challenged in court. It doesn't matter. The fact that they could even, with a straight-faced, indict you with that, means that they could chill conservative activism. And that's exactly what the intent of the Fannie Willis thing is. The Fannie Willis thing is, yeah, about getting Trump, but that's more about DOJ, Jack Smith. This is about the conservative movement. Understand, Dana Nessel and Fannie Willis is more about the rank and file of MAGA than it is about Trump. You know, they say, oh, this is about Donald Trump. No, they've used, this is what's interesting. They're actually using Trump as an excuse to go after the other ones, to go after Giuliani, Eastman, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell. Now, Axios says this, overt acts are not standalone allegations of criminality, and Trump was not charged for simply tweeting. Rather, the legal term refers to a pattern of behavior supporting a broader criminal enterprise. In this case, an alleged seven-state conspiracy by 19 defendants and 30 unindicted co-conspirators. The indictment alleges that in sum, Trump's 12 tweets, as well as his phone calls, text messages, and other activity by him and his allies, comprised elements of a conspiracy to subvert the election by people who knowingly spread election lies. Time out. In Time magazine, Molly Ball wrote the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election. How is that not a conspiracy? The term conspiracy means one or two people working together for a desired aim or objective. The conspiracy was asking lawmakers to follow the Constitution. That now can land you in prison for a RICO statute. We used to call that political activism. Are you going to go lock up all the Democrat activists that were petitioning lawmakers in the 2000 election in Florida with the hanging chads and the recounts? That could land you in jail or prison. How about Stacey Abrams, who 30 times denied the election results? No, of course, Democrats do not have the law applied to them. This is what's so important. People call it two standards of justice. It's not about hypocrisy. It's hierarchy. If you believe that men can give birth and borders should be open and support Ukraine at all costs and white people are racist, if you believe America's a terrible country, you're a protected class. You do whatever you want. You can loot, you could burn, you could steal. Your politics now instruct whether or not you're going to go to jail or not. But if you engage in wrongthink, like Rudy Giuliani or John Eastman or Mark Meadows, they're going to put you in prison. It is the misapplication of justice. As Cicero would say, the more laws, the less justice. They have all these laws, they dust them up, and they try to find that the only way this stops is if the bad guys are afraid that they too will be investigated and held accountable, because there's plenty of crimes to look into over there. The great one, Mark Levin, picked up my article and spoke about it. Now, I have so much respect for Mark Levin, and I do call him the great one. I think he's amazing. I don't know what clip it is. I can't see it here. You guys could tell me which one it is. So, but for Mark Levin to be speaking like this is a big deal. He's former chief of staff to the attorney general. He's not one to rush into a belief that we should use prosecutorial power against Democrats. He's very measured. He's very careful. He's not clickbait. But Mark Levin is asking the question, where are the Republican AGs? Where are the Republican DAs? The message is starting to get out. Play cut 67.
It's frightening what's going on in this country. But if you understand the bigger context, it's even more frightening than you might think. The judiciary is in on it. The Soros prosecutors, Democrat prosecutors. And, you know, Charlie Kirk has a great piece over at The Federalist. He's saying, you know, there are more Republican attorneys general in America than there are Democrat attorneys general. There's 27. 23 Democrats. And he's talking about also Republican district attorneys or state prosecutors and so forth. And he's saying, he's not a lawyer. He's saying, as an example, Hunter Biden hired a call girl service in more than one state, that these call girls were used in more than one state, drug addict or no drug addict, he purchased drugs illegally in more than one state, and he's not charged with a damn thing by a single Republican prosecutor. Nothing. Nothing. The Democrat prosecutors are sitting there, what can we do to Trump and his supporters? Anything? Anything we can do. Sure. We got the 1871 Klan Act. We can throw that one, and our media will lap it all up. They'll be excited. Get it to Maggie Haberman as fast as you can. She's the go-to propagandist for the government. Let's try those Enron statutes. We've used them on the protesters, and so far, all the judges in the D.C. area have supported. I have a senator friend of mine that swears by one of these judges. Well, he has done the same damn thing. So sorry, I took a pass on that. Just saying.
Now, the good news is our incessant banging of our fists on the table, begging for something to happen, it's getting out. Now, I would tell you, go contact your AG and encourage them to enforce the law, but am I breaking the law by doing that? I'm getting messages, Charlie, we have to be careful. Charlie, be careful. Charlie, be careful. It's not a joke. We have received over 100 emails saying, Charlie, I'm confused. Am I allowed to ask my lawmaker to do something now? I cannot put accurately into words. I can't paint the picture of how chilling this is. But yes, you are just so we're not like totally in some sort of strange Orwellian universe. You are constitutionally allowed to tell a person who's in elected office what you think they should do. Even if you're wrong, you're allowed. This is still the law of the land, the Constitution. It's not some sort of Huxleyan, Orwellian, Stalinistic, Maoist document, even though Fannie Willis thinks it is. You're allowed to speak still. You're allowed to petition. In fact, it's explicitly said in the First Amendment. Petition your government. Petition. And to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So when I go and by the way, I was just asking questions, but theoretically, if I saw an AG in my state and I said, hey, I got a problem with you, pal. It's like the old Seinfeld thing on Festivus. I got a lot of problems with you people. You got to get the Festivus. It's the airing of grievances in Festivus. It's not December 23rd, which is that. You're constitutionally allowed to complain to your leaders. That's what Donald Trump was doing. But Fannie Willis and the architects of this indictment are trying to make you terrified. And I'll be honest, it's working. Not all of you. Some of you are saying, oh, Charlie, I'm not scared and all that. You're allowed to complain. And now we're even questioning, like, what are the rules? Am I allowed to? In the indictment, it says that Donald Trump watched One America's News Network. You're not allowed to watch cable television that isn't state approved. That's in the indictment. That Donald Trump approved of watching OAN. That's not state run television. Can't do that. Just so that we're clear and that we're not totally living in a different alternate universe, you're still allowed to watch cable television that the government doesn't like. Not according to Fannie Willis. And what bothers me the most about some, not Alan Dershowitz, who I think has been great, but some of these legal quacks on television, oh yeah, he's so esteemed, is they're taking this thug seriously. Oh, well, Fannie Willis has put together, reject the premise. She's indicting watching cable television. It's in the indictment. But according to Axios, they said that these actions comprised elements of a conspiracy to subvert the election. Subvert the election? Okay, if Donald Trump was telling his supporters to go take baseball bats and smash voting machines, okay, I'd have a little bit of open-mindedness towards that. If Donald Trump was doing what Molly Ball said the Democrats were doing, having weekly Zoom calls that would say that we have shock troops ready to deploy. Don't believe me? Can we get that article, please? Ready to deploy. Did you know Florida Democrats were planning on submitting a slate of alternate electors in 2000 should their legal challenges have been successful? This is what happened in Tilden v. Hayes in 1871. It happened in Hawaii in 1960. Lawrence Tribe, who's now a leader of the resistance, has suggested the same strategy. This was the established legal process for challenging election results before 2023 when Democrats decided to make it illegal retroactively. You're allowed to air grievances against your leaders. This is still legal. Play cut 71.
I got your message. I haven't celebrated Festivus in years. What is your interest?
Well, just tell me everything, huh?
Many Christmases ago, I went to buy a doll for my son. I reached for the last one they had, but so did another man. As I rained blows upon him, I realized there had to be another way.
What happened to the doll?
It was destroyed. But out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
That must have been some kind of doll.
She was. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
That's me with Republican AGs. I got a lot of problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about it. Conspiracy. The real question is Frank Costanza an insurrectionist? That's the real question. You're allowed to complain. According to Fannie Willis, you can't. We are in dark waters, everybody. We have... Laughter is all I have, honestly, to make fun of it. Look, it's easy to get demoralized with all this. I totally get it. If you are not involved in a church or if you're not actively spiritual, you have to do that. Because if this is your whole life, you're going to be let down. We're going to stay in the fight for the country, but you have to get your spiritual disciplines right. You have to. If you're Jewish, join a synagogue. If you're Christian, join a church. Whatever spiritual disciplines you align with, you better make that a priority, or else this is going to severely depress you and disappoint you. That has to matter more than everything else. Time Magazine writes, their work touched every aspect of the election, writing about Democrats. They got states to change voting systems and laws and helped secure hundreds of millions of dollars in public and private funding. They fended off voter suppression lawsuits, recruited armies of poll workers, and got millions of people to vote by mail for the first time. They successfully pressured social media companies to take a harder line against disinformation and use data-driven strategies to fight viral smears. They executed national public awareness campaigns that helped Americans understand how to vote, how the vote count would unfold over days or weeks, preventing Trump's conspiracy theories and false claims of victory from getting more traction. After Election Day, they monitored every pressure point to ensure that Trump could not overturn the result. Quote, the untold story of the election is that thousands of people of both parties who accomplished the triumph of American democracy at its very foundation, Norm Eisen said. That's a conspiracy. Why are they doing this? It's multifold, We talked yesterday how you're living through a cultural revolution. Mark Levin said that on Sean Hannity's program. He's exactly right. They want to turn this into a one-party state. Spot on. They want to turn this into California, New York, where Republicans have no power. That's their goal, and they're close to it. They already control the intel agencies. They control the administrative state, and now they want to control all the political apparatus. It's a top-down revolution. They're squeezing you. They control the universities. They control the corporations. They control the tech companies. They control the Wall Street banks. They control every agency of government. They control the media. They control the sports leagues. They control Hollywood. The few things they do not control is they do not yet control politically half the country. They don't control the House of Representatives, even though it feels that way sometimes. They do not control every church, but they're doing a good job of it. Francis Collins, who's a sick puppy, wrote a piece for Christianity Today to just show how far that place has fallen, published today. And they don't yet control families and parents. And they don't control every state. In fact, no, there are more Republican AGs than Democrat AGs. But they want to abolish that. They want to obliterate it. If not, they want Republicans to be controlled opposition. They want them to be dogs on a leash. They want them to be good boys. Stay close. Come to heel. Sit when I tell you. That's what they want. They like Republicans like that. They like Republicans that listen, that are submissive. They want a submissive Republican Party. If they can't get rid of half the country, they want a submissive and weak Republican Party that listens to their orders, that is terrified of their masters, the Democrats. That's what they want. What they don't want is they don't want the dog out of the cage. They're very careful about that. I want to play another piece of tape here that I think is instructive, what we're dealing with. We played this yesterday. It's worth repeating. We have Newt Gingrich coming on the program tomorrow. When Newt Gingrich, a master historian, a very careful communicator, not an alarmist, not a guy that says things to get headlines, when he says something like this, should create a pit in your stomach. Play cut 29.
And I think we are drifting towards the greatest constitutional crisis since the 1850s and the rise of secession and the Civil War. I don't mean that as hyperbole.
Don't mean that as hyperbole. Just remember, there will only be one winner. There is no settlement. There is no middle ground. And currently, there is only one side fighting. There has not even been a reaction. I still believe we are the majority of the country. We are a majority of the polis. We are. We are a majority of the sentiment. So we're being ruled by a minority, an unbelievably well-financed, oligarch-supported minority. And they are willing and they are able. Because they have the media and the tech companies and the billionaires, they feel as if they can act and do whatever they want. The excuse I get from Republicans, and we just had an email here, Charlie, if we go after Democrats, that would not be the gentleman thing to do. Well, then you're going to lose everything, nobly, of course. I think it's time to start to fight. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.